It didn't sound the same without the rain. It's a brand new EP from Sydney band Key Out. Some sort of searing guitars. This is a description from their bio. Searing guitars, twisting keys, floating strings. Interesting mix of genres on this five-track EP. And they've come into the studio for a bit of a chat and to chat about a gig tomorrow night as well. So I'd like to welcome Rodney, Martin and Rowan to the studio. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thanks a lot for coming on down. On this sort of muggy old day out there. Look, this album, this EP, sorry, is an interesting mix of tunes. But I'd like to go back to where you guys sort of came from and where you started. I think last year you had an album, first album came out.
Yep.
But have you all sort of known each other for a few years and decided to collaborate? How did it all work?
Yeah, I've known Patrick, who's our highly esteemed guitarist,
chief songwriter,
for a lot of years. I don't know how long. I'm embarrassed to say how long. Not because he's a bad guy, but just makes me feel old. But we'd known each other through playing, mutual adoration of respective projects.
Yeah.
And so he sent me a message about 2.5 years ago saying, yeah, what are you up to? Do you want to play some drums? I said, sure, that'd be great. And so we got together and started playing on the songs that he'd already done a lot of work on as far as demos and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Can I just interject here to say that people of a certain vintage may appreciate some of the work those guys have done in the past in bands such as Ides of Space, Sounds Like Sunset. Rowan is a former member of. So
former and founding member.
Founding member, even. So that might... just give some people some context out there.
Yeah, yeah, and I guess I've seen you guys at gigs around the place, just in the crowd or seeing things. I wouldn't have even. I just look at your faces and go, I've seen you guys. Just around west of Sydney or whatever. Mm. Are you all from this area, west, or are you sort of further out?
Yeah, I'm inner westy for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marrickville represent, Save South Marrickville right now, Save the Carrington Road precinct.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Yep, 2042, stop the West Connects.
Got the tattoo on you. Yeah, man. Now, this EP, it really harks back to sort of an Australian 90s sound, I feel. Were you guys, is that some sort of a genre that you sort of had in your back of your head as it sounding like that, or is it just something that naturally flowed out when you got together?
Yeah, it just comes pretty naturally, really. Yeah. as previously mentioned, that's sort of what, more or less.
Do you guys have a favorite artist from back in the day, which you used to listen to when you were younger?
Oh, so many greats.
I did that Spotify, what's it called, that playlist where it tells you what you did, what you listened to as a teen.
Oh, yeah, that,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of metal.
I reckon that, just for mine, Pat, who's the main songwriter, obviously a brooding genius who no longer does interviews, but I think for mine, just observing his work over the years, I think he's sort of constantly refining his songwriting abilities. That's why you've got this now, which some really catchy melodic pop, but still with the noisy bits. And I think it's just been a pleasure to sort of become part of that in a live setup as well, and make sure it can happen loud.
Marty's our most recent recruit, so he's more objective about what we're doing, probably slightly. Yeah.
You've seen it, you've come into a sound that's already established, but you've, I guess, melded in you're jumping on the
jumping on the bandwagon. That's absolutely it. I just thought, here we go.
Is he only,
here we go.
But they didn't have the keys before you. Was it a trio beforehand?
Just a four piece.
We have another guitarist as well.
Okay. Yeah,
and there were some sort of sneaky sounds on the album.
It was Rowan and Pat first, and then it was me, and then Nate, and then Marty.
Okay, in that order.
Yeah. I remember the email that Pat asked. He said, do you know any vegan drummers? I said, yeah, Rowan.
Oh, so yeah, you recruited me and then I recruited you in as a return favour.
Yeah.
Very incestuous, isn't it?
I asked him, Pat, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm looking for a bass player. And then that's how I got the job.
Bass players always get forgotten. I play bass as well. And no one ever thinks of you. I'm a bass player. Hello. Now, I heard a rumour that you guys had some issues with the recording while the masters of this EP. Was there a story here about some lost masters something going missing?
Yeah, there was. You'd have to probably talk to Pat to get the real dirt.
Oh yeah, there was. Well, yeah, that's right.
Involved. Well, there was a high speed chase at one stage.
Yeah,
through across was it the Gladesville Bridge, and then
yeah,
I know that there was some roadworks and actually some guys carrying some construction material across a road.
Police
and then,
helicopters.
And then somebody ended up with a bucket of paint on their head.
Yeah, and a punch on the lips.
Yeah, no, it's probably actually not suitable for this sort of time of day live radio, but it came out eventually. It is here,
yeah,
and there's a great label that's just starting up called Library Group.
Okay.
They're doing more than just music as well. I think, you know, it's just a wider cultural organisation that they're setting up, that they're embarking on, and they, fortunately for us, have decided to pick this up and put it out on all the formats,
yeah,
or most of the formats to begin with.
We haven't compact disc and cassette.
Cassettes.
We'll be doing cassettes.
Tomorrow night. We'll get on to where you're playing tomorrow night. But yeah, cassettes, it's a bit of a weird revival. Cassettes.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I don't want to judge anyone that loves it. So.
If you want one, get one. You know, if you've still got, I mean, my car is old enough to have a cassette player, but I did replace it. But, you know, anyone with a 120Y out there.
120Y.
Sony, you know, put it in your cassette deck.
I've got USB cassette players now that you just sort of plug in, and they're smaller than the actual cassette.
Well, I don't know what the mastering engineers think of it when you get this pristine master,
yeah,
and then it gets dubbed onto a cassette so that you can just put all that hiss back on. But hey,
I guess it's the same way of listening to you on your shitty laptop or something, on your shitty laptop
compressed
speakers.
Yeah.
Now, the third song, interesting song. It's a 7.5 minute epic. We'll call it an epic.
Epic centerpiece.
Yeah.
Centerpiece. The love song of Belmore Park. What can you tell us about this track? I mean, I know Patrick's not here, he wrote it, but do you know what the genesis of it was?
Starts in E minor. Drifts through. Bit of a G.
Wonder if it's the Belmore Park in Belmore, or is it the Belmore Park just in New Central?
Okay, I'll give you a little thing. It used to be called...
It's the one here.
I think it's the one here. Maybe it's got something to do with the dog there.
It was the working title Stuart when I came in, which I related in my head to the Stuart Highway. Now, so I was picturing just the wilderness, you know, the great Australian landscape out of the song.
Yeah, that song
and I felt the song
brings
that in. And then along the way, it's obviously picked up another aspect to its identity. I think we'll probably open with that one tomorrow.
Stuart and Roxanne, it was used to be called, wasn't it?
Stuart and Roxanne.
Yeah, it's a love story, I believe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have picked it as an opening number, but
it works a treat.
Yeah. We like to sort of introduce and, I don't know, try and captivate people's attention, I suppose, in a different kind of way, I think.
Yeah.
I like that kind of opening with it.
Yeah,
it's just the kind of mood, and then we go into the poppier stuff.
Yeah, nice.
Now, as mentioned here, Martin, that you thought about switching to the keytar. Was this some sort of dare, or?
Look, now, of course, as any self-respecting keyboard player would tell you, they harbour a deep desire to play the keytar in front of a crowd.
I don't care how dorky they are.
As it is, I mean, what I've done for this band, though, I've specifically trying to use a keyboard that I've got, which is a synth, that I haven't used in live bands before. I usually use, in other bands I've played in, simple stuff.
Yeah.
This is a new journey for me, and that one is doing my head in so much because at least one time in every set, something's happening, and I don't know, I've lost control of the sound. I don't know what's happened. And so it's been a good challenge for that, and I thought on that basis I was going to leave the guitar just to the side at the moment. Stick with the Prophet.
Well, if you get the guitar, I'll get a Steinberger bass, a headless Steinberger bass.
Yeah.
And we can, instead of being 90s, it'd be like more like an 80s thing. We can go back a decade.
I reckon that's where the songwriting probably is going, in that direction.
Going backwards.
I see that.
Yeah, we're just going backwards. Yeah. Going backwards is the new future.
Devolving.
Cassettes, hey, it's all, you know.
Can't wait for the 8-track.
Well, we're talking about opening tracks. Now, the opening track on the EP, in one that I'm going to play for you real soon, is In Pieces by the Sea. You got a video out for it, shot in a national park.
Yeah.
My producer is here written, making it sound like it was me, but it says it reminds him of a way of a Tumbleweed film clip. They shoot somewhere around the coast of Thurl out of.
Oh yeah.
But where was it? Which national park was it?
It's the Royal National Park. So Thurl's
Gary Beach.
Yeah, and Gary Beach.
Gary Beach.
We went for a drive through there with a friend, friend and colleague Brett, who did a wonderful job on the video. I suppose it's fairly abstract.
Yeah.
I think, and that, yeah, but I like the tumbleweed reference.
It was very easy band. To do, wasn't it, the clip? We didn't have to do much.
Yeah.
We just like, can you just stand there? So, yeah, I can do that.
He says your videos have to be hard, eh?
Yeah. Simple. Just walk there, stand there. All right, that's easy, we can do that.
Tomorrow night, it's the launch of the EP at the Hideaway Bar in Enmore.
Mm.
What can we expect? Get a few other people playing with you as well?
Yeah, yes. Shout-outs to Boris Driver, Holy Forest, and Hazy.
Yeah, cool.
Kicking off, no doubt, around 8 o'clock, and it's free entry.
Oh, you can't get better than that.
And it's a Hideaway Bar, and it's in Moore, and, it's going to be great, so come down.
Yeah, it'd be good.
From the horse's mouth, it's going to be good. Fantastic. Well, Key Out, thank you so much for coming on down to Tours.
Thank you.
Thanks for having a chat.
Thanks for having us.